The Smart Influencer Podcast brings you inspiring interviews and provides you with actionable tips and strategies, helping you work smarter and scale faster. I'm Christina.
And I'm Corinne.
And we're your hosts.
Before we get to today's episode, we have a great freebie for you. What would happen to your business if something happened to you? I know it's not fun to think about, but the truth is, does anyone really know how to make the important decisions about your business if you're not there? That's why we created the Smart Influencer Contingency Planning Cheat Sheets, to help you create a contingency plan to give you peace of mind if something should ever happen to you. Give your loved ones the information they need to make critical decisions during this difficult time. Go to thesmartinfluencer.com/contingency to grab your free cheat sheets today, or click on the links in the episode description. And welcome back to the Smart Influencer Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Christina.
And I'm Corinne.
And we are also your guests today. So we are going to be talking. You have our undivided attention for this entire episode. Not that you don't on every other episode, but today you just got us. And today we are going to talk about kind of keeping track of some of the stuff we're doing, because so much of it can easily fall through the cracks. Yeah, there's so many cracks in our business.
There are lots of cracks, lots of details to track.
Yeah.
So unsurprisingly, we use Airtable. So if you've listened to us at all, you know that is our favorite tool. So it should not be a surprise that that's where we do it. But we're going to talk a little bit about how. So whether or not you use Airtable, we're going to talk a little bit about the systems that we each have set up and what sorts of things we've added within, I'd say, the last 6 months because of things that we're doing differently in our business and how we've integrated it into our existing workflows.
Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing I love about Airtable and managing my entire business from one spot is that I can add things as I need them. So as things change and as tools come and go, you can add new fields to track data, or you can just hide ones that no longer exist, you know, like Google Meets and like all that nonsense from way back in the day.
So let's talk about that for a second. Like this is what brought us, if for some reason you aren't aware of why we're such Airtable fanatics, we've got like 50 podcast episodes about it, so you can go listen.
And we'll link to a few of them in the show notes.
Yes. But in a nutshell, one of the reasons that Christine and I both simultaneously but independently started moving everything there was we had both been on the hunt for a way to centralize our data.
Yeah.
I've talked a lot before about how I lose so much time in transitions. And so trying to bounce between Dropbox or Google Drive and then WordPress and Google Analytics, like jumping between all these things to find the information or to make decisions was sucking up a lot of time, especially when it compounded over the course of a week or a month. So I was trying to get all of my data into one spot. So I only had one place to look. I only had one place to view the data to make decisions. And really the easiest platform and the one that worked best for how my brain worked was Airtable. And Christina, I think you were going through kind of the same thing at the same time.
Well, I will say that my moment came when I sat down to make a spreadsheet of my spreadsheets, and because it was just getting out of control, everything was tracked in different spreadsheets or different documents. I'm like, I need a central place to do this. And the spreadsheet to manage the spreadsheets just wasn't doing it for me. So that's when I went on the hunt, and that's where Corinne and I fell in love.
That's right. So that's why we landed on Airtable. Yeah. And by all means, we know there are other programs out there, and we've tried several of them. And like
all
I said,
them.
This one worked for how our brains worked visually. It worked. I'm a visual person. I like pretty colors. So the interface to me was very pleasant. It boiled down to that. I like to be happy when I'm working, and looking at the Airtable pretty colors made me happy.
Yep.
So made work seamless, worky.
So we're going to start this by saying, find the tool that works for you and go with it. These principles will apply regardless of the tool.
Right. So ClickUp is a good alternative if your brain works that way. Monday was another one I tried that visually to me was actually close. I know a lot of people love Asana and Trello, so you might have to tweak some of the things we're about to say to make them work in those. Or if you're a spreadsheet person and just are really organized with those, possibly you can make this work there.
Yep.
But we're going to talk specifically about some of the things we're tracking and like why, you know, how we made it work in Airtable, and take whatever, if you're not using Airtable, take whatever you hear from this and figure out how to apply it in your own system, because we have to do these things and we think that it's going to save you some frustration and money and time, most importantly, if you find a way to do this in a single platform.
And these aren't like the big items that we're thinking about. We're not going to even touch on like content and social media, stuff like that. Like those are the big items. We know we're tracking that in Airtable. This is the minutiae. All that little nonsense that is just gobbling up our time.
But this is one of the reasons too, again, about having everything centralized. Like I like that for any given blog post, like not just planning how the content's going to get created. I can go pull up any single blog post on my site and look in Airtable and I can tell you how it's performing in Google search. I can tell you how it's doing for Pinterest. I can tell you whether I've remembered to push that, yum it, you know, mix it, whatever it is. That
push it, yum it, mix it. It's like bob it.
Exactly. Or if I've shared it to a specific share group, right? Like, so I can track it all for every single thing. And like you said, if I'm no longer doing it, I can just hide it.
Takes away the noise.
Right. And then if for some reason that platform comes back, then, you know, I've got all that data and I can, you know, continue with my newer content and get that into the system. So, all right, so let's dive in and talk about what specifically we've been adding over the last few months and how we're doing that.
Yeah. And if you already have the Smart Influencer System, which is our like flagship product in Airtable, these are things that may not be in there, but you could so simply add and customize it for your needs. So one of my new favorite tools that I'm using is Pushly. So push notifications. And I found that I needed a system to track what's already been pushed, what needs to be pushed, and what's falling into different segments, because I can tailor those pushes to go out to certain segments. So Airtable allows me to do that and to map it all out so I have a good plan and strategy in place.
So I have a question, because I added Pushly based on your recommendation. I signed up for it, and then I added it to my spreadsheet or to my content workflow too in Airtable. But right now, and I'm thinking about changing it, mine's just a checkbox. So I know whether or not I've shared it. Are you tracking data that, like, it just occurred to me, like right now, as you were talking, maybe I should have put like a date that I shared it to Pushly so that I know. Are you doing it as a date field?
Yeah. So I'm doing it as a date field, mostly so that when my VA helps me, she knows when that goes out. And then I'm putting the time slot. So I push out a couple of times during the day. And instead of putting like the exact hour, I'm just putting AM, noon, or PM, you know, so that we know where it falls in the day. The other thing I'm putting in there is a field for my top performers. So what content performs well? Because I'm going to want to push those every so often and make sure that that goes out. So as I'm tracking my push analytics, that is something I'm making note of. So you would set your own threshold, you know, like anything that has a higher click-through rate of X, I'm going to consider a top performer.
Okay.
So that's how I'm tracking it. So just a couple of extra fields I'm putting in for each record in Airtable, but it allows me to track that stuff so I can see, and then I can filter out just what I want to see, what hasn't been pushed.
The thing that's nice about Airtable is that you can, create that filtered view. Mm-hmm. So you can just enter that data and then get back out and get to work on other.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Or if you want to see your holiday data, right? You want to look up, you know, your Easter content or your summer content. You can, you know, filter that out based on categories that you've already set in there. So, you know, you can easily pull that data out. So it's really a great, I think I'm finding it to be a great tool for that. If you've listened to our show, you know Corinne and I are huge super fans of Airtable. If you're using random spreadsheets, Google Docs, and notes to manage your business, you need to check out Airtable. It's like a spreadsheet in a database had a baby. You get the ease of a spreadsheet with the functionality of a database. Out of all of the project management tools out there, and we've tried them all, Airtable is by far the easiest and most useful. And the best part is it has an awesome free plan. So awesome that you can probably manage your entire business without paying for an upgrade. Want to learn more? Go to thesmartinfluencer.com/Airtable or click on the link in the episode notes.
Wish content auditing was easier? It can be. Imagine a tool that makes it easy to identify the post with the highest potential for improvement. Clarity automatically syncs your WordPress post data with Google Analytics so you can identify trends and opportunities simply. Even better, you can set goals and due dates for optimization and update projects right inside your Clarity dashboard. Whether you want to find thin content, underperforming posts, or posts with low time on page, Clarity lets you filter your data in just a few mouse clicks to find exactly what you're looking for. Want to learn more? Go to thesmartinfluencer.com/Clarity, C-L-A-R-I-T-I, or click on the link in the episode notes.
How much time and money have you invested into your business? If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into growing your business. But if something happened to you right now, would your loved ones know what to do with your business? Would they be able to recoup any money? You've worked hard to get to where you are today, and that's why you need to protect what you've built and help your loved ones make critical decisions if you're not available to make them. Corinne and I created the Smart Influencer Contingency Planning Cheat Sheets to help you create a contingency plan that gives your loved ones the information they need to make critical decisions during a difficult time without you. It'll give you peace of mind if something should ever happen to you. Go to thesmartinfluencer.com/contingency to grab your free cheat sheets today or click on the link in the episode notes. So what's another way you're using it?
So I recently started, based on our podcast interview with Randa Dirksen, I added Food Talk. Like, I'm sharing my recipes to mm-hmm. Food Talk now. So I've got that, I've got fields for that now, so where I can track whether I've uploaded it there. So whether it's been shared there. And then also the way Food Talk works is for every three that you syndicate there, you can submit three links that they will feature. You know, they'll pick one to feature, but you can have three links in there at any given time. So I have that to track which ones have been featured and which ones I've submitted to be featured, so that, you know, I don't end up submitting the same one again.
Oh, that's a good idea. That is one I have not built in. I've started doing Food Talk, but I haven't built it in there. I've just kind of been tracking it in my notebook.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Notebooks.
Don't do that. Do as we say, not as we do. But yeah, only because I've just dabbled a little bit with that. But yeah, that is one that I have been meaning to add to Airtable. Another one I'm doing is, I learned this on a retreat I was at a few months ago, Flipboard. So I don't know if you're using Flipboard, but I liken it to like a Pinterest kind of tool where you're flipping your content onto different magazines. And Dennis Litley talked about this in one of our What's Working Now episodes. So if you didn't listen to that, we'll put a link to it. Hop over and hear about Flipboard, because it's a nice little traffic driver to your site. But I'm keeping track of what I'm sharing in Flipboard, and also what magazines, because they're magazines, not boards. I would have called it Flip Mag. So there's my tip to the Flipboard people. You should rebrand that, because it's kind of weird that you're not flipping to boards. Right. but I keep track of, I list all my magazines in there so that my VA knows where to share it when she's flipping the content, like where I want it shared.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I'm tracking now, because talked about it constantly, my big push right now is growing email and pushing traffic from email. So I'm doing a ton of email swaps. So where I'm like working with other bloggers with similar niches, and saying, okay, give me some links to freebies that you have, some, you know, posts with opt-ins on them, and I'll push people to that. And then here's, you know, here's some that are good converters for me. Can you push to that? So keeping track of which posts that I've done and who I've swapped with already, and then the stats from that. So I've only participated, actually, since I added these fields, only participated in one campaign, but to track, like, really how many, what was the total list size of all of us that were participated, and how many new subscribers did I get? But tracking that data for each of the different links that, I've shared.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Another way, too, another thing you may want to consider tracking in your system of choice is if you participate in any share groups. So where you're sharing content with different people, in different mediums. So I think we talked in a What's Working Now episode with Mandy from Bestest Bloggers. So they have a lot of different opportunities in that group. And I've used Airtable to track all of that. So what's been shared, what hasn't been shared, who I've shared with, different things like that, because it can, there's a lot of details and a lot of moving parts in that. And I'm going to be the first one to say it was a little overwhelming at first, you know, and I'm a person that I feel like I can be organized pretty quickly, but I was overwhelmed at first. And I'm like, I need a system right out of the gate or this can get out of control.
Right.
So once I mapped out the system, I'm like, now it's a piece of cake, and Airtable just tells me what can be shared and where it can be shared.
Well, and the nice thing too, is with Airtable, with the formulas, like you can do the same thing in Google Sheets and in Excel, you can set up macros that do this. I'm comfortable with Airtable's formulas. So to set up a formula that lets you know if, oh, you've shared too recently, you know, like things like that, that are against the rules, because again, some of them are complicated. So setting those up to make sure that you're not inadvertently violating one of the rules.
Yeah. So that's a great, great tool.
What else? What other customizations have we made to our, or what else are we tracking that we, I guess we can go back through, I think it's built into SIS, but in case you don't own the Smart Influencer system, some other things that we track that are super helpful, like my whole promotion strategy lives in our content workflow. So, and I'm looking at mine right now to, to make sure I don't skip something. So under promotion, I've got on site. And so that's just remembering to link back to it. Like when a post goes live, this is part of our, this is the first step in the process. As soon as it goes live, to go link to that new post from at least three other posts, right? Like just good SEO with internal linking. Then we've got what I call quick shares. I've got a view for quick shares. And that's all the stuff that you can do with a button on my post. We, if it's a recipe, you can yum it. We mix the post, you know, we tweet it from there. Like any of the, anything I've got basically a share button on, we do that, the quick shares. Then web stories. So it gets assigned to our VA that does web stories. We make a web story for it and put the URL there. Then submission sites. So all the different submission sites. And then we add it to an email forever series. So I've got a view for that so that we can check off that it's been done. And then flips, like although you and I have talked about this. So it needs to get flipped immediately, which I think now we have as a quick share. But I, and I'm still waiting on creator status over there because I signed up accidentally as a publisher. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to our podcast interview with
Chef Dennis. It was Chef Dennis.
With Chef Dennis about Flipboard. That's right. It was Dennis that came on and talked. So like if you're, so become a creator so that you can do the storyboards. And so that is where these ones that still need flips, I should change it to like needs a flip storyboard, which I don't have the ability to do yet.
So yeah, there's a lot of different ways. So I do all of that. My favorite thing that's in SIS that I use and I have been using even before we had SIS is the smart pin strategy.
Yeah.
For me, that was just... That got me through Pinterest's identity crisis, where I think a lot of people lost traffic from Pinterest. Mine held pretty steady because I was using this system, and it was just, it's one of those where I say, you know, it's like you're head down and you're moving forward. Like you're not focusing on all the shiny things and trying to game the system. I just did the work and went in and did it and live pinned, and my Pinterest traffic pretty much stayed the same, and now it's growing. So I didn't lose, and now I'm growing. So to me, that was great because it tells me what to pin, where to pin it. And
I did add, actually, I just updated that in my system to add a column. I'm in a group now where we are commenting on each other's pins because the pins with comments seem to be getting more visibility and more traction. So I've got, so that I can track which ones I've submitted for them to comment on.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways, like all these little things that we're doing, whether we're doing it or our VAs are doing it, all of this can be tracked. And it's best if you can track it all in one spot, so you're not opening 52,000 documents and spreadsheets and lists and tools and da-da-da-da-da, that you have it all in one place. It makes it so much easier.
It does. And also, too, like if you, whatever tool you're using, and again, this is why we like Airtable, because it makes it easy, but if you can find a tool that lets you filter out information, because I've got mine open here. So one of the other things I'm looking at is I recently changed my recipe template. And so all of our older recipes are not in the new template, right? Like I've got little emojis now in the thing, and the wording is a little different. And I want to have a standard, like I want it to be standardized across. So we've got a view that's update recipe template that really just has the post title, the URL, so we can open it up to edit it, and a checkbox whether whether the template has been updated or not. And as soon as we check that, then it leaves that view. So we can work from that list as a side project to make sure they all get updated. So like whatever system you're using, when you can get rid of all that visual clutter and all the other information you don't need, but still have all the information living in one place. Mm-hmm. Like this really is my favorite thing about Airtable, that it makes it super simple to do that.
And you can present your data in whatever view floats your boat. Like Corinne and I, we both love Airtable. We both work with it very differently. Corinne likes the grid view, and she works with it more like a spreadsheet. I use primarily only interfaces, which is more of a graphical representation. It's more like a dashboard kind of look. But no matter what way you look at it, it's the same data.
Right.
You know, so you can.
And my business manager loves Trello. So I did Kanban use for all the things she has to do, because that's how she prefers to work.
Yeah. Like if I had to work in Kanban views, I would lose my mind. I couldn't do it, but it's
my
nice.
My brain doesn't work that way either.
But it's nice that you have that flexibility to be able to showcase your data in multiple ways to suit the different types of individuals that we all are. So I hope this gave you some inspiration on ways that you can get your business a little more organized, get things in place. If you want to learn more about the Smart Influencer System, we'll definitely include links in the show notes. You can check that out. And we'll include some links to other Airtable episodes that we've done if you want to learn a little bit more about that. And basically everything we talked about today that we're doing can pretty much be done on the free plan. You don't need to pay for another tool at all. I mean, we know how that is. We're all nickel and dime to death with all these little fees and tools and things like that. This one can be done. Even the Smart Influencer System can be run on the free plan of Airtable, which makes it pretty awesome.
Thanks for joining us today. And hopefully you'll be back here with us next week.
We'll see you then. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. You can connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at The Smart Influencer. You can support The Smart Influencer podcast by leaving a review on your favorite podcast player. This helps us bring great guests onto the show and allows others to discover our content. And of course, we encourage you to share The Smart Influencer podcast with your friends and colleagues who are looking to work smarter, not harder. Don't forget to check out the show notes for the links to everything we talked about today. And make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Now, go make today great.
Don't forget to snag today's Smart Influencer freebie, the Smart Influencer Contingency Planning Cheat Sheets. These were created to help you create a contingency plan for your loved ones in the event that something happens to you and you're not able to make decisions about your business. Give your loved ones the information they need to make critical decisions during a difficult time, and give yourself peace of mind knowing you're helping them make an informed decision about the future of your business. Go to thesmartinfluencer.com/contingency to grab your free cheat sheets today, or click on the link in the episode notes. If you've listened to our show, you know Corinne and I are huge super fans of Airtable. If you're using random spreadsheets, Google Docs, and notes to manage your business, you need to check out Airtable. It's like a spreadsheet in a database had a baby. You get the ease of a spreadsheet with the functionality of a database. Out of all of the project management tools out there, and we've tried them all, Airtable is by far the easiest and most useful. And the best part is it has an awesome free plan. So awesome that you can probably manage your entire business without paying for an upgrade. Want to learn more? go to thesmartinfluencer.com/airtable or click on the link in the episode notes.